Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight I saw Hedda. You saw it last night.
I did. And I held off. I didn't give you terribly many spoilers.
No.
This is Queensland Theatre's final show for the year. It's a re-imaging by Melissa Bubnick.
Of Hedda Gabler by Henrik Ibsen.
Yeah, clearly. But somewhat almost sort of unrecognizable in its own way.
But
very recognizable at the same time.
Yeah.
Set on the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of class war is between a Melbourne person of high birth and some cashed up bogan drug dealers, as you would.
As you would, yes.
And we have Danielle Cormack as Hedda. So, thoughts?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It reminded me in its own way of classic Williamson.
Okay, this will be interesting.
What I meant, it had biting comedy.
Yes.
But at the same time, really razor-sharp commentary throughout. And that is what I associate with classic Williamson.
I mean, I guess you could also say that in some ways it was a little bit Dan Evans, in that he likes to take a classic work and totally mess with it in your head.
Also a bit of Joanna Murray Smith in there as well.
Right, now that we've dropped the name of a number of Australian playwrights, can we get to this version?
Okay.
No, that's okay. It's okay. You can, context is okay. You're allowed.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thoroughly, every performance worked, and it was, all the characters were recognisable. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, look, I thought it was absolutely mind-blowingly stunning. If you follow our podcast, listener,
yeah,
you will know that we interviewed Paige Rattray, the director, and Danielle Cormack earlier in the week. So I had some picture in my head of what this might look like and how it may have been thrown into the contemporary world. And that was right, except my meager imagination really couldn't have fully envisaged what we saw this week. It was, everything about it screamed Gold Coast, and some of the little touches, things like sand on people as they came in off the beach. Those little details, I think, take what could have been a very good production into the realm of extraordinary. No detail.
I loved about this script was that, yes, it was set on the Gold Coast, but it didn't feel, we're setting it on the Gold Coast because that's Queensland, isn't that?
Are we clever? No, it made absolute sense.
It felt like the place to set this version of Hedda Gabler was the Gold Coast.
Yeah, because there was arguably, where do all the Noosa, the Melbourne people go, Noosa, but it would have been wrong. It would have been quite wrong there. It was a perfect fit for the Gold Coast with the developers and so on. Very, very sharp, very, very interesting, very intriguing. And Hedda was just a villainous, despicable, manipulative character, almost unredeeming, but at the same stage, this kind of strong, powerful, take no prisoners,
what
take
I found,
no shit.
Also found interesting about this was I, because you couldn't come with me tonight, I went with a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, and I ran into a couple of other female friends of mine, and they were all saying afterwards how liberated they felt as young women watching that show.
Which is interesting because she was very powerful, but and the message is, you don't have to rely on the men in your life. But, she didn't play nice at all, at any step of the way.
No. And it was fascinating to watch. And all the performances were thoroughly engaging. And even the characters that weren't in the show, I felt their presence throughout.
Oh, I mean, the aunts and so on.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, what? The audience? Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the design of it, oh my God, shock after shock after shock in summer, which we won't give away because
no,
that would be spoiler. But, you know, you need to go in gripped for a night seeing things that you may not have seen at the theatre any time recently or indeed ever in a way that's, okay, look at that then. But not just for its own sake.
No, every decision they made suited not just this particular work, which it did, but then the themes that underlie the original Hedda Gabler.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Having read Hedda Gabler and done a bit more research...
Well, I did exactly what Danielle said and read Wiki. Yay me.
I also, having read the play about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
refreshed myself on the Wiki page. But what I meant by that was knowing the basic outline of the plot, understood everything. It's like, okay, I see what you've done there. That's actually quite clever, but not in a kind of up its own.
No. It was very, very spot on. And I thought a fantastic way to end the season, a fantastic showcase of the new Billy Brown
used
theater.
Very differently to how they used it in Nearer the Gods.
Yeah, in some ways it just shows the adaptability of that space. You're really close to the action, and when I nearly felt like I was going to get a stiletto through my head, I wondered whether I was perhaps too close, but it turned out thankfully
I was
not.
Slightly further back, but I figured out exactly where you're sitting, which is quite amusing.
Look, see this one. Really, really see this one.
Yes, see it. It's worth seeing. Andrea Moore, Helen O'Leary.
Yep.
Jimmy Barney, Jason Carwine.
Not a dud. All of them.
Bridie Carter.
Yep.
Josh
McWilliam. Just great. But not for the faint-hearted.
No.
So, look, I'm giving it 5. Let's not beat around the bush.
I'm not quite.
Mm.
I'm giving it 4.5.
Good work. All right, we'll be back.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.